I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, pain is something we all have to deal with, you know, at some point in our lives, and but pain relief does not always require a prescription pad.
Mm-hmm.
So today our show is about pain relief without drugs. And Dr. Prather, why talk about pain relief today without drugs?
Well, prescription pain addiction is becoming a huge problem, especially in the United States. For painkillers, we are only 5% of the world's population, yet we use 71% of the world's oxycodone and 99% of the world's hydrocodone or Vicodin.
Wow.
So either Americans hurt more than everybody else, or we're over-abusing painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have a real problem here. Right now, the prescription, you have a brother who actually is involved in pain, you know, in drug addiction.
Mm-hmm.
And he's reporting to us that it is probably their number one problem is prescription pain medication as the leading cause of addiction right now.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, he goes all over the United States and speaks on it. We're going to have him on the radio show in November.
So, you know, we are having more problems with this than what people realize. It's something that's become very serious. I know the DEA is taking it very seriously. There were several clinics in Indiana that were closed down for over-prescribing.
Mm-hmm.
Pain medications. There's a tremendous number of rules and regulations that have come into play, and trying to cut down the amount of pain medication that is prescribed at this time is something that is a national effort and something that needs to be done because we are an over-prescribed, over-drugged population.
Mm.
So what people need are alternatives to their pain medicines.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that our office that we really try to provide.
So, I mean, the statistic is just overwhelming. What has happened here in the United States?
Sure.
With pain medicine.
Well, the admissions for drug treatment programs for individuals using painkillers rose 321% from 1995 to 2005. So in 10 years... this has become a much, much bigger problem.
And they say around teens, it's become
it's the most
even bigger problem.
Commonly abused drug besides alcohol and marijuana in teenagers.
It's prescription drugs.
Prescription drugs.
Are there health risks with using pain relievers?
Extremely. I mean, there's kidney failure. There is liver damage. There's a weakening of the immune system. There's GI effects. There is impaired mental function. You can actually have respiratory collapse. And deaths related to painkillers rose 160% in 10 years.
Mm, 160%.
160%. So, you know, the abuse of painkillers can be a life-threatening situation.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people need to take that seriously. If you or a loved one or someone that you know is having difficulties with painkillers, is starting to abuse it, you can see some of the signs and symptoms on that, then that's something that, one, they need help, and two, they need alternatives to the drugs for the pain relief.
And not only these physical, you know, problems that people can have, but what it does to families, people losing jobs over addiction to painkillers.
Sure. I mean, people who have addictions actually get involved in behavior that they normally wouldn't do. They're stealing, there's lying. You can start to see some of the deceitful behavior that seems to take over on that situation. There's mood swings, there's expression of hostility, anger, anxiety, agitation that wasn't there before. There is poor work, poor studies that start to occur. There can be blackouts, there can be forgetfulness, drowsiness. inability to focus, confusion. So all those things can start to affect an individual, and looking for those signs and symptoms would be something that you know, others in yourself or in others that need to be recognized.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they talk about what's going on with the teenagers and, you know, taking prescription medicine from their grandparents' medicine cabinet or their parents' medicine cabinet, and combining those with other prescription pills and having these pill parties. I mean, this is something that is becoming a very, very big, I mean, I can't even overemphasize it.
And sometimes people have the impression because it's a prescription medication that it's safe, and nothing could be further from the truth.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what other means are out there, for pain relief? You know, you talked about alternatives. And I know at the Prather Wellness Center, we do not prescribe prescription medicine. Mm-hmm. We are structure function model. You might want to talk a little bit about that.
Sure.
But are other, you know, there are other means to relieve pain.
Right. When you're talking about the difference between the disease model, and disease model is based on diseases, which is a set of symptoms. And so you take a pharma for a set of symptoms, and one of the major symptoms, of course, can be pain. And that can be very, very helpful, but at times that can become, obviously, as we talked about, a huge problem. And there is other means within the structure function care model. An example of a gentleman who had, and we've had many of them, he was referred to us with pancreatic cancer. And he was sent over by the oncologist because morphine was no longer working for him to reduce the pain. So we started him on a program of acupuncture, mm-hmm. and was able to get him complete pain relief, where he no longer was experiencing any pain whatsoever. And one of the things is that the oncologist asked him, well, you know, that's great that you have the pain relief at this point. How much morphine are you taking? And he said, well, none. And the oncologist called me and couldn't believe that we were able, through just acupuncture, to be able to give him a complete pain relief mm-hmm. without any drugs whatsoever, because pancreatic cancer is one of the most difficult ones to treat. And the entire time, he never had to go into hospice, never had to actually go back on pain medicine during the whole time that he was suffering from the, having the pancreatic cancer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's a very painful, painful thing. So there are options out there. Talk about how you deal with then pain at the Prather Wellness Center.
Well, first, one of the main things that we talk about is chiropractic. Chiropractic is an amazing ability to reduce pain. People can many times have immediate pain relief, and usually we're looking to get people out of pain within the first 2 weeks of treatment, mm-hmm. would be our goal. Pain relief, very effective for cervicogenic headaches, headaches that are caused from neck problems. We find extreme benefit for low back pain. That's been extremely well proven. For neck pain, sciatica, arm pain, anything that has to do with a misalignment of the joint, to really get things truly solved, mm-hmm. where you've really got the problem under control, you have to consider chiropractic as one of the main things that would be of benefit along those lines. And we get very, very quick results. There are many different types of techniques for chiropractic. Some people worry about the where they, you know, have a rotation and a popping. Some mm-hmm. people don't like that. But there are 40 different chiropractic techniques within the recognized by the American Chiropractic Association. And I've seen a list of over 400. Mm-hmm. And some of the techniques that we have, we actually use on osteoporotic patients who have fractures, and we actually do what's called reflex adjusting.
It's very gentle.
Extremely gentle, actually gentler than a massage. It's light contact. You actually hit ligamentous points to actually cause a reflex reaction. And we can actually make some very definite changes along those lines. I had a woman who came in, and actually I've had several people who came in who had failed back surgery. And she actually had screws in her back with braces and all those types of things, and had had three surgeries with still, you know, unrelenting pain. And we did reflex adjusting. First thing I said was, she came in for acupuncture and got some excellent results. And I said, really, to get farther, chiropractic would be very helpful. And her eyebrows raised. Because she had a philosophy on that. But we did the reflex adjusting, and she was just amazed how much pain relief she got.
Okay. You can win a free 60-minute massage in our relaxing spa at Meridian Health and Wellness. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. What conditions can be helped with acupuncture?
Well, of course, the sinusitis, tinnitus. We've had some very severe cases of that came in and had some excellent results. Toothache is excellent. PMS, menopausal symptoms. I have many women who are coming in saying, you know, I've heard that it's excellent for hot flashes. Did some acupuncture, and they said, wow, I'm sold. You know, just because of the changes that occur with that. Headaches, migraines, acupuncture is an excellent adjunctive to that. Parkinson's disease. I have patients who are coming in with Parkinson's.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And actually getting some very excellent results.
You can see their gait gets better.
Sure. There are certain points that we do that are specifically have been shown to be very effective for Parkinson's. I know the National Institute of Health is doing some research on that right now with some very excellent results. I've gotten the points from their research that they've done, started to implement them, and I have definitely found that that's been extremely helpful. A stroke. Post-stroke, we can get some very good results on that. Cancer patients. A very interesting study that they did on people who were going through chemo radiation, that they had 80% fewer complaints if they were doing acupuncture.
So when they were going through the
when they were
cancer
going
treatment.
Through it. Also afterwards. You know, there are problems with the nervous system afterwards. All addictions, cigarette smoking, we have a lot of people coming in for that. But acupuncture, specifically working on also some ear points along with that, along with the needle points on the body, actually can have some very, very significant improvement on really almost any addiction. I have a patient who comes in. Came in just to try acupuncture, was actually in law school, and a lot of stress, a lot of things involved with that. And he just keeps on coming in because he says, I do so much better in school. You know, I'm able to concentrate better. I'm able to relax. It just makes such a difference. There was a gal, whenever she was going through the whole CPA program to get certified. And every time she takes tests, she comes in for acupuncture.
Before the test, or
yeah,
after?
She says it's better than Valium, you know, just to, you know, kind of keep everything nice and calm, and I can think great.
Find out if acupuncture is right for you by scheduling an appointment at Meridian Health and Wellness, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Today our show is about pain relief without drugs. And Dr. Prather, in our first segment, you were talking about the painkiller abuse here in the United States.
I talked about that the United States has about 5% of the population, but we account for 71% of all the oxycodone and 99% of all the Vicodin or hydrocodone use in, you know, and the amount of abuse that's actually increased has increased every year for the last 10 years. Hmm. Where, you know, now the number of people that are going in to you know, emergency rooms with painkillers is just second to alcohol. And also it is now the third leading cause of drug overdose. So painkillers has become a huge problem in the United States. It's something that has become evident here in Indiana. They just had recently where they had several clinics closed down because of overuse of painkillers. Mm-hmm. And it has become a national epidemic, something that has to be addressed. And we as Americans need to demand to have other types of pain relief.
Right. Right. You know, it's really up to us.
And that's one of the things that our clinic is actually looking and trying to provide, you know, the latest, best, non-addictive, non-dangerous forms of pain relief. And and chiropractic and acupuncture, the homeopathy that we use, all the different types of modalities are just really geared towards that pain relief without the risk. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the most important things is that, you know, as you are looking at pain relief, what is it that is the least damaging to your body? Which one will actually provide the longer term type of relief that people are looking for? Because as a structure function office, what we are doing is we are looking for the underlying cause.
Right.
You know, when you're talking about pain relievers, you're looking at relieving the symptoms. Mm-hmm. But is that actually fixing the problem? And then if you go off the pain medicine, then your pain comes back. But if you're on the pain medicine for too long, you become addicted. It also causes the kidney failure, the liver failure, all the different types of mental confusion. It can actually cause, can actually lead to mental disease. So, you know, really looking at this in a very structure function as opposed to disease care would be much, much better. And, you know, one of the most important things that we really look at is the chiropractic care, which we talked about in the last segment. Mm-hmm. And one of the important things that, you know, that we do is the Atlas orthogonal adjustment. Right. Which is a specialty that we have. One of the things is as I got into chiropractic, I was looking at and asking the chiropractors what was the most important type of adjustment to do. Mm-hmm. And everyone said the Atlas adjustment. What is the most difficult way to do it, adjustment to make? And that was the Atlas adjustment also. So that was the first thing that I really concentrated on was the, and I found the best people to actually do that was the Atlas Orthogonal Program. And as we got into the Atlas Orthogonal Program, we found the best results. Mm-hmm. One of the things that makes a huge difference on is headaches. You have cervicogenic headaches, which means that headaches from the origin of the cervical area. And the Atlas Orthogonal Program is definitely one of the very, very best ways to actually accomplish that.
Well, and that's what I'm impressed with is when you got your training and when you were first in practice, what is the best thing for the patient? You know, and because it took extra training and extra time. It wasn't easy, you know, and I know it was something that helped you tremendously in your own health.
Tremendously. Mm-hmm. So as we can get the Atlas set, then everything else actually becomes much better. And we are the only board-certified Atlas orthogonist in the state of Indiana.
Mm. And how quickly can chiropractic work, you know, when it comes to pain?
Well, you know, it varies, but usually we set up that we would like to see patients out of pain within a two-week period. Mm-hmm. So that's our goal on that, but many people actually see an immediate difference after an adjustment. Mm-hmm. So you know.
I know you pre-adjustment, you check their different reflexes, and then post-adjustment, you recheck them. And
certainly.
People are amazed at the difference.
Well, you know, one of the things that we talked about was in the eight pillars of perfect health. And that was something that people can actually get and listen to.
Yeah, if they go to thevoiceofhealthradio.com, we have it on our website. Yeah,
sure.
And they can go ahead and download. And that, yeah, the pillar number one are you talking about?
Sure.
The first pillar of perfect health is energy flow.
Yes.
And you talk about the importance in that, because when there's a blockage of energy in the body, that's what causes pain. Right.
Correct.
I've been listening.
Yeah, aren't you good? And, you know, really identifying which energy flow is actually involved with that is absolutely critical. And the adjustments are very, very strong with the neurological aspect.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a huge area for people's pain.
Mm-hmm. Now, people might say, I don't know if I want to go to a chiropractor, you
sure.
know. And like you said, there's a lot of techniques out there.
Yes, there are. Within the American Chiropractic Association, they actually talk about 40 different types of techniques. And actually, I've actually seen a listing of over 400 different types of chiropractic techniques.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there are many different ways of actually approaching that. We had talked about in the last segment, the reflex adjusting is something that's very easy on people.
Mm-hmm.
But we have many different types of forms of adjustment. And as we said before, severe patients in pain certainly couldn't take any type of forceful types of adjustments. We can do the very light types of adjustments and get very, very good results.
I know the other day we had someone in a wheelchair.
Yes.
That's, you know, her mobility is very limited.
MS patient.
Mm-hmm, an MS patient. And you were able to do a lot of the adjusting in her chair.
Yes.
Now her chair's pretty amazing. Her chair can do everything.
So the chiropractic is a very important part, and a very important part of pain relief. And people should actually be able to feel a pretty immediate difference on the mm-hmm. on the pain, and within 2 weeks, that should make a very big difference. But you know, we don't just stop there. One of the things is that we are a complete structure function office.
Mm-hmm.
We have an integrated practice. We have physical therapy. We have occupational therapy. We have an MD. We have a nurse practitioner. We have massage therapists. We have about every modality that you could ever speak about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a licensed acupuncturist. We have auricular therapy, which is amazing for pain relief. So there's a lot of different types of ways that we can approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. Now let's go back. You're talking about, you know, the pillars of perfect health. And the first one is energy flow. So how does chiropractic, you know, help in those different areas of energy flow?
Well, we also have specific adjustments. People have heard of cranial sacral therapy. That is also one thing that we utilize in our office. So working on the cerebral spinal fluid, that's also one area of pain that can actually be involved. Matter of fact, I've had people with headaches that have actually come in with all five pathways blocked.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to get those eliminated and take them down, and I could actually point out which area that we've actually eliminated, and they could tell a different quality in their pain,
mm-hmm.
in their headaches. So as we were able to reduce that, you know, they still had the headaches, but there was a different quality to it because you had eliminated one of those pathways
right.
as a blockage. So
and there's five pathways?
There's five pathways. Mm-hmm. There's the nerve, there's the cerebral spinal fluid,
mm-hmm.
there's lymphatic, there's also circulatory and electromagnetic.
Mm-hmm.
And the nerve, we do the chiropractic. We also, you know, involved some supplementations along those lines. There's electrical modalities.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, we have many ways to work on each of those different areas.
Right. You know, we were just talking recently to someone that does migraine injections.
Yes.
And he says if they go to a chiropractor and get adjusted before You know, first, they don't need the injection
You
anymore.
Don't need to do it that much, right. So especially getting that Atlas set makes all the difference in the world. So, you know, we really don't need those types of... but we do have those available. I had a patient who actually came in, and she was a religious woman, but she said, you know, if I don't, you know, I'd actually committed, you know, had actually thought about committing suicide because of the pain that was involved with that. She had actually been to every single major headache clinic in the entire world. And I sat there and checked on her and found that basically all five pathways plus allergies was actually a huge part of her. So first thing that we did was we got the Atlas sets, and she could tell of huge relief in the intensity of the headaches. She also had temporomandibular joint, which we talked about last time.
Yep, TMJ.
TMJ is actually within the cerebral spinal fluid area. And then also she had lymphatic. She also had the electromagnetic, which we did acupuncture for. And she also had circulatory problems. So we had to work on all five areas, plus also eliminate her allergies to get her headaches under control. And she was on severe medications, was able to stop that, and get back onto her life again.
Yeah, and that you use these pillars of perfect health to evaluate the patient.
I go through those
very
clearly.
You're not looking at just one pathway. But
no, we're not a limited practice by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, coming up next, we're going to talk about how acupuncture can help with pain relief. Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet through the TuneIn Radio and Stitcher apps. The TuneIn Radio app allows you to listen to live or to recent episodes, plus gives you access to all of your favorite radio stations. The Stitcher app features on-demand podcasts of the best in talk radio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I was on the Today Show, Al Roker. Here's Joan Rivers, and she's 78 years young. And you want to go, and here's Al Roker, and he's 320 pounds thin. And it, I have to thank, because I had a very bad cold, I flew over, and I want to thank Dr. Bernard Schwartz from Harley Street, because he got me well this morning. I came in, I said, I can't do the show. And he said, coffee enemas. And I can never go back to Starbucks, but the point is...
Welcome back to The Voice of Health. I'm Lisa Prather. Overdose deaths from prescription painkillers have quadrupled in recent years. According to the Centers for Disease Control, 125,000 lives were lost in the last decade to prescription painkillers. Our focus today is on pain relief without drugs. And Dr. Prather, we've been talking about how we at the Prather Wellness Center do that. You know, we want to see this turned around, that people are first thinking of what we're talking about, the different treatments we're going to talk about today for pain relief, instead of heading to drugs, and because it's causing terrible problems here in the United States.
Yeah, we, of course, are very sympathetic towards people with pain and understand that it's very damaging and isn't something that people should have to live with. And drugs can be very helpful along those lines, but the longer you take them, the more that you take, the more likely you are to become addicted or to have some of the health risks that are actually involved in that. So, you know, you need to, if you have pain problem, get into a structure function doctor and see if you can get rid of the cause of it so you don't have to take the pain medicines. That is really the emphasis along those lines. And one of the things at our office is that we actually offer about every modality that is available. Because just like different types of pain medicines or other things, everyone responds differently, and everyone actually has sort of like their sweet spot.
Right, and their underlying cause is different.
Absolutely.
Someone coming in, you could have two different people coming in with headaches.
course.
But their cause could be.
Of course. We
different.
Yeah, I mean, we have people who come in. We had a gentleman who came in and was in a lot of pain. Really didn't have very many adjustments that were necessary. In other words, his skeletal structure was in pretty good shape.
Mm-hmm.
So what we did is we actually can evaluate the meridians of the body. We have a EMI unit, which uh-huh. actually will measure how the meridians, and his meridians were very, very much off. So we said acupuncture mm-hmm. is going to be the best way to do that. We did a treatment on him first time, absolutely incredible pain relief. It started to come back in 2 days. We did another treatment. Each time we did that, the pain relief was actually longer and deeper, usually about 12 treatments on the acupuncture, and we can have most people out of pain if that seems to be mm-hmm. the way to actually work with it. And, you know, people sit there and say, oh, my gosh, having needles stuck into my body, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had one lady who came in and I said, acupuncture is really just one of the best ways that we can work with you.
Mm-hmm.
We had adjusted her first and she had had some very, very good relief with that. We had pretty well gotten it cleared up. And I said, acupuncture is really the next thing that we need to do. And she said, oh, no, I'm terrified of needles. I'm not going to let anybody stick any needles in me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, you know, there are other ways to actually work with that, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But I said, let's just try the acupuncture first. And if it's too much for you, you know, we'll do some alternatives.
Mm-hmm.
So we had her laid down and she was talking to me and I was going through and actually, you know, sticking the needles in, and we had about 20 needles in her, and I said, I said, well, how are you doing? And she said, well, I think I'm ready for you to go on ahead and stick the needles in. I said, sweetie, we've already got all the needles in. We've got 20 needles as I was talking to you. She said, you mean that's what those little pokes were? And I thought you were just kind of tapping on me.
Wow.
And yeah. And I said, no, all the needles are in.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, you've had
most
it done.
Most people fall asleep if they're laying down, you know.
Right. And she was laying there, and I came back after the treatment, and she said, oh, my gosh, I fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Because there was such a relaxation that occurred.
Mm-hmm.
And people always ask me, well, you know, how does acupuncture work?
Right, it's such a new concept. I mean, it's been around
forever.
Forever.
I mean, you know, there are thousands of years. They found evidence of acupuncture 5,400 years ago. They
mm-hmm.
found needles on, actually, a gentleman in Europe, the Otsi man. So acupuncture has been around for thousands of years. Obviously, it's very effective. We see it in our office on a regular basis, but people don't really understand how it works. And if you actually look at our needles, they have a little twist to it as it goes up, and it works on what's called the electromagnetic system of the body.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually became interested in it when people started going up into space. And the first, Yuri, the first cosmonaut, was supposed to be up in space for 4 weeks. They had to bring him down at 2 weeks because he was almost dead.
Hmm.
So they were trying to figure out what was going on, what was it that he was lacking. And they first thought it was gravity. They actually found out that the Earth puts off an electromagnetic field. And that electromagnetic field is essential for our life and well-being. We actually absorb it into our body. And if you're away from it for 2 weeks, it actually degenerates and people become sick and will actually die.
Mm-hmm.
And the needles are actually receptors. The electromagnetic energy is much like radio waves. You have a radio and or something like that anymore. Now our kids have an iPhone.
Yeah.
And you actually dial that in, tune it in,
mm-hmm.
and you get better reception. The same thing for the needles. The needles are the dial, and they actually dial in the electromagnetic energy, and as it flows better, you actually have a dramatic pain relief
mm-hmm.
that actually occurs. So there are little receptors because the needles don't go really in through the dermal layer.
Right.
It's right on the skin. It's barely into the skin. The needles are as thin as a hair, and they're actually rounded on the end, so they actually go between the cells. It's not it produces a neurological response. One of my friends, Dr. Chang, who's actually up in Canada right now that I met, actually won a Nobel Prize for proving how acupuncture works you know, through the radio model. Mm-hmm. And then also it shows, he also showed the physiological, which are very dramatic, physiological effects of the body. The natural pain chemicals that the body produces goes way up. The electromagnetic charge around the cells changes. There is a huge amount of hormonal changes that occurred. So as you put those in, you get a dramatic change in the pain receptors, and there's a huge physiological change that is actually very natural, very controlled by the body, and is non-addictive and has tremendous types of changes.
Oh, it's amazing the relief people get from just the first session.
Yes. An example was I had a pancreatic cancer patient who was referred to me.
Mm-hmm.
And morphine was no longer working, and they couldn't actually raise up the dose any higher, otherwise it would be life-threatening.
Right.
So he was sent to me for acupuncture to see if I could reduce it so that you know, he wouldn't have to be living in pain constantly. So we did the acupuncture treatment. We did it twice a week for pain relief. And the oncologist called me and says, "I can't believe it. He absolutely needs no morphine. He needs no pain relievers."
Mm-hmm.
He says, "I can't understand how acupuncture could be that effective to relieve this debilitating pain." So the entire time that he lived, he needed absolutely no pain medications.
And that just gave him a quality of life there.
A quality of life that he never would have had, because with the pain, with the pain medicine, the amount of morphine, I mean, he wasn't able to function. Really didn't take care of the pain. It just numbed him.
Mm-hmm.
So he wasn't, you know, able to function. And with this, it was something that he would come in for a 20-minute session twice a week. And the rest of the time, he had absolutely no pain.
Mm.
Well, there was a gentleman who was actually in law school, very stressful.
Mm-hmm.
And he was actually taking Adderall. Again, we're talking about, you know, avoiding the drugs. And
right.
He said, "This isn't good for me. You know, it helps me to concentrate, get through the whole thing." And, but he said, "A lot of my friends are doing acupuncture."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "Let me give it a try." And he says, "Oh, it's amazing. It's just so much better than the Adderall." He said, "I can concentrate better. My stress is gone. This
is
fantastic.
About addiction.
Don't have to worry about addiction." So, you know, there are so many types of alternatives on that, and much more healthy, you know, with absolutely no side effects.
Mm-hmm.
There are ways to work around this.
And I know also there are different options if needles. I know we've had a couple patients just don't want the needles in there.
And we have laser, we have electrical, we actually even have a powder that we can put on and then tape on.
Mm-hmm.
So there are, you know, the laser acupuncture is extremely effective, the electrical acupuncture. All of those are different options for those who it's just, well, I had one 15-year-old girl. I said, "You know, we really need to have acupuncture to get this problem under control." And it's just like, mom looked at me and said, "There's absolutely no way. She'll freak out."
Mm-hmm.
So we did laser and green laser, and absolutely wonderful results. She was very happy. So if someone just is not going to do the needle, that's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
All right.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. Dr. Prather, what is ECP therapy?
ECP stands for external counterpulsation therapy. And just to put it into a nutshell, ECP is an aerobic exercise machine. Now, you sit there and say, "Well, why do you need an aerobic exercise machine?" It is the number one treatment for cardiovascular disease. If you look at the research and want to find out, well, how do I fix my cardiovascular disease, you know, whatever it might be, always within the scientific literature, Aerobic exercise is one of the most proven, most effective means of reversing cardiovascular disease. So, but the problem is I have people who I sit there and I look at them and I say, well, you know, what do I do about this problem that I have, Doc? And I said, well, go out and run 5 miles, you know, every day. And of course, they all laugh because you know, it took every effort that they had from going to the waiting room into the exam room,
right?
And they're out of breath. So that didn't work. So what was actually done was develop a machine that actually simulates the effects on the body of aerobic exercise, and that's where ECP comes in. And what occurs with ECP is that there's actually a second heart kind of put into the body.
Mm-hmm.
It's on the outside, but as the heart goes into relaxation, that's when it actually gets its blood. So what we do is we actually have blood pressure cuffs around the legs. It presses on the legs, and we get a huge amount of blood that goes back up to the heart. And the heart is very regenerative, and you get about 10 times as much oxygen with this particular type of treatment than what you normally would. And you get a regeneration of the heart. You also get a cleaning out of the arteries. And you actually get a huge amount of changes in the whole physiology of the body. So all the benefits of aerobic exercise are actually found in ECP, which are absolutely the number one way that you can be able to reverse cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and many other problems.
Meridian Health and Wellness is currently accepting new patients for ECP therapy. To find out if ECP therapy is right for you, call our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. Laughter is the best medicine.
All right, here we go. Okay, you look so thin for your age. I always have to ruin it. You look so thin for your age. How do you do it? I actually belong to Overeaters Anonymous. The lousy thing is they don't serve hors d'oeuvres, but the meetings are very interesting. One woman stood up and said, they made me buy 2 seats in the airplane. I said, yes, but you got 2 meals, and she perked right up. It was just so...
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of Meridian Health and Wellness. Today our show is about pain relief without drugs. And Dr. Prather, we've talked about, at the Prather Wellness Center, we practice structure function medicine. We use more natural means for pain relief.
Right, things that actually bring about homeostasis. Mm-hmm. We look for the underlying cause.
Mm-hmm. We talk about homeostasis a lot, and I love it when radio listeners come into the office. They know what that means.
I know. They come in and I want to get into homeostasis. I know they're a radio listener.
Yeah, and I want to let our radio listeners know we love when we have some after the radio show, just stop in, and sometimes we're in on Saturdays. Well, you have a Tai Chi class that meets, and anybody's we have a class on Wednesday night that people are welcome to. That's at 6:30.
At 6:30, correct.
6:30 there at the Prather Wellness Center. We haven't really advertised it. It's growing, and but we've had radio listeners just stop by to say hi, and they usually think I'm a blonde, but I'm not. Why would they think I'm a blonde?
I don't know.
I'm not going to go any further with that. we were talking about different treatments we have at the Prather Wellness Center for pain relief, more natural means. And you brought up auricular therapy, and that is, that's been around, but people haven't heard about it, and that's very effective.
Yeah, that's one of the things that, you know, of course, people have heard of chiropractic, acupuncture, but many people say, I've not really heard of auricular therapy. And, of course, the auricular is utilizing the ear. And the main reason that you would go to the ear as a working area is it has a direct connection to the brain. So one of the things that can actually occur is pain can be actually become a ingrained portion of your brain function.
Mm-hmm.
You have pain and you have it for a chronic long, long time. The body actually gets used to it. The nerve fibers actually, the pain fibers, whatever you do, like if you're pitching, your nervous system becomes accustomed to it.
Right.
It becomes a natural type of thing. And pain becomes something, even when you've eliminated the underlying cause, pain can still stay with you because your body has a memory in the nervous system, especially in the brain. That's when auricular really comes in extremely handy. So it's actually a microcurrent where we stimulate different points of the ear. We also can use little needles, which are specially designed for the ear. And we stimulate those areas, and we can actually stop the brain memory of pain so that you get a normalization.
Mm-hmm.
The person who actually came up and actually came up with most of the readings for the ear auricular therapy was Dr. Norge, who was a brain surgeon mm-hmm. from France, who was very interested in it, had actually found a lot of relief. And as he was taking people's skulls off and then measuring, he actually was one of the main guys who mapped the brain, is he actually had would actually measure the electrical current from the brain and the effects on the different areas. And it's probably the most proven therapy in the entire world because they've mapped it. So it's absolutely proven that it's effective. And the people who actually have it done in our office actually can get they can feel the difference. In mm-hmm. other words, there's a sedation type of effect, there's a total relaxation of the body, and we can really get some of those really terrible pains that just have been chronic. Whenever someone has chronic pain, we also want to do auricular. Because that wipes out that memory of the brain and can actually give a totally another relief on that.
And I know, too, it's very helpful, and the research is behind it, on addictive
Absolutely.
Patterns.
One of the things is that we get a lot of people in who are addicted to painkillers.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we have to do is be able to work them off. And we actually have an acupuncture protocol for that, also an auricular protocol,
mm-hmm.
and then also we make up, have some nutritional work and homeopathics that really can stop the addictive behavior or the addiction very, very quickly so that people don't have to go through all the things that are normally involved in trying to get off of painkillers.
Mm-hmm. It's very effective. I know a lot of places that treat addiction use it also. They
sure.
regular therapy.
Well, I had a gentleman who came in to me who was addicted to oxycodone, and he was actually worked as an addiction counselor, mm-hmm. you know, on getting people off, and he had tried almost everything. We got him, did the acupuncture, the auricular, and then also made a homeopathic for that specific one. And he came back in, and he says, it's been a week, and it's gone. He says, and this isn't supposed to be able to happen.
Mm-hmm.
He says, because, I counsel people on this. I see what people go through to try to get rid of this. He says, this is incredible.
Mm-hmm.
He was just blown away by the results, that he had absolutely no desire for the oxycodone after a week.
Wow. Yeah, and that's wonderful, and that, you know, that is our goal, you know. To help people.
Yeah, to provide
that cycle. Yeah.
Yes.
So we've talked about different treatments, you know, to relieve pain. We talked about the chiropractic adjustment, acupuncture, auricular. What other modalities do you do there at the Prather Wellness Center for pain relief?
We also have many different types of electrical stimulation depending on the pain. We find that circulatory pain responds to galvanic stimulation. Each one, we actually have about 12 different settings and different types of electrical currents. four different types of pains.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a very wide range of availability. So on the severe types of pains, we can pop people on some electrical current and actually get some very, very quick relief,
mm-hmm.
which is fantastic. So we have that means. One of the other ways that can actually cause pain is lymphatic congestion. Fibromyalgia is a huge part of the pain cycle that people suffer with, and true fibromyalgia is a backup of the lymphatic tissue. So when you're talking about fibromyalgia patients, then that is actually a lymphatic backup.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that would actually be a lymphatic pain is these kids with ear otitis media.
Mm-hmm.
So the ear aches is actually a swelling of the lymph system, and that would be along the lines of the lymphatic. And we have a diathermy unit. It's actually like a big magnet that we put it there, and that will actually change the current around the lymph system and actually improve the circulatory. And we get dramatic relief with that.
Mm-hmm.
So we have people with lymphatic pain, and the diathermy is extremely helpful along those lines. We also have a lot of different types of creams. We have herbal creams that are natural. We have arnica along with some other different types of homeopathic creams that we can utilize. I had a lady who came in who had terrible, terrible headaches. She had just lost her husband and was in a state of depression. And just, I mean, she, you know, they were trying pain medicines. Nothing was working. She just got loopy with them with absolutely no relief of the pain. And they brought her into us. We did the adjustments. We did acupuncture. She did much, much better, but still had a lot of pain. I used a Chinese herbal pain liniment. I had her take that home, rub it on whenever she had the pain. I was very anxious, saw her in 48 hours later, and she said, "It's a miracle."
Mm-hmm.
No, we are
so
much better.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of different things along those
started
lines.
Started smiling. That just
I had a gentleman who came in, did the adjustments, acupuncture. We got a tremendous amount of pain relief. But he still had an underlying ache throughout his joints. We started in on some supplements, and within 48 hours he came back, and basically we were just doing some things to rebuild the joints because he had a lot of degenerative joint disease.
Mm-hmm.
Started him on the products to actually help to rebuild that, got the minerals that were proper, which we had found all through lab testing. Got him on and came back. He says, "It's a miracle. I'm pain-free. First
mm-hmm.
time in 15 years. So, you know, there was a deeper quality to his pain, and supplementation was really very, very important, a lot of the nutrients.
Right. It's so important. You know, we had someone come in recently who's been in pain for 15 years. We did the first acupuncture session. It gave her relief for 2 days. She goes, but why did the pain, you know,
come back?
Well, honey.
We're not miracle workers.
Yeah. You know, how long have you had the pain? Well, 15 years. And you're giving us one chance. Huh?
Well, another thing, you were recently in a car accident.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And one of the things that had occurred was your levator scapulars were in spasm. Now, you had the adjustments,
mm-hmm.
You
really
had
helped.
Acupuncture, all that type of thing. But one of the things is that we did trigger point injections.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a different type of quality pain. If you have actually those trigger points in the muscles where the spindles have actually joined together, the best way to actually do that is about a 1% lidocaine injection right into those, and it's miraculous the changes that can occur.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Wasn't it wonderful?
Oh, it was.
Almost
mm-hmm.
like you could actually, you know, your shoulders didn't feel like they were concrete anymore.
No, they didn't. They didn't.
Just relaxed right down. So we actually do injections
mm-hmm.
for pain also. We find, but it's all within a structure function. These are not really the strong medications.
Right.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So we have creams that we can put in. We have ways of actually driving it into the area. So we are really big into getting pain relief quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And we have more modalities than anyone would ever have a chance to actually figure out which one it is. But we can actually get in there, have a very good idea of what's going to work the best for that patient, get that pain relief quickly.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's important that, yes, we can get people on pain relief quickly, but posture has changed, you know.
Oh, absolutely.
Muscles has shortened in that, and there is rehab, you know, that needs to be done. It's very important.
And that's really the next phase of healthcare. Obviously, we're trying to get
maybe palliative relief. Maybe that's our
next relief. Show. That would be a very good show, because mm-hmm. we not only want to get the pain, but we want to get the function and the structure back.
Right. All right. Well, we're out of time. Thank you, Dr. Prather. Always informative. Meridian Health and Wellness is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. For the Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather.